It's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
It is Mashup Tuesday on the Darren Copeland Experience, taking you till 10 o'clock, where we'll be followed by the Homegrown Sports Show. Don't know what they're talking about tonight. Been all over the place tonight, just kind of talking
well, Mashup Tuesdays
and jail nicknames and all kinds of things. We talked a little Rockies early on, revisited it during the we're watching the Dodgers Cardinals game right now. Rockies have two more games left on this 10-game road swing. They are 6-2 right now. They could easily come back to Coors Field after an 8-2 road swing, which would guarantee them for the first time ever a winning home record.
April-May winning streak.
A winning April-May record.
They are the only team in the major leagues to have never won, to never have had a winning April and a winning May back-to-back.
Well, this month, this year, this season, that's exactly what they're going to do. Whew. I know, that was
hard. Thank God, because that was hard. I don't have to say that statistic anymore.
Well, as long as you go, I mean, you know, they're not winning. Rockies are not winning with dazzle, although they look pretty good tonight. They're 8-2.
No, listen, they just pound you and pound you, and, you know, they just will score runs. They'll score more runs than you.
Well, the bats are starting to heat up, and as long as the pitching staff remains as solid as it is, they don't need to score. I mean, they didn't need 8 runs tonight. They'd have won with 3.
Did you know that the Colorado Rockies, as it gets warmer, their home record overall, mm-hmm. So by month.
Right.
If you go April, then May. April and May. April, they're I believe it's like just under 500 for April overall, like 480.
Right.
And May, maybe somewhere in the same. But then their winning percentage for June, July, August, and September is always something like, are they all over 500? So the Rockies actually play better in warmer weather.
Which bodes well, because right now they're 17-7 on the road, which is amazing.
By far the best in the major leagues.
Yeah, and they are 13-10 at home. So they've got a winning record at home.
They kind of suck at home, actually.
But 13-10 is not, I mean, listen. If they have a tradition of playing at 500 or below in the first couple months of the season, to be above that, this, you know,
here's the problem.
They're going to get better.
Yes. Well, here's the other problem, though, coming up. And this is actually a test. They've got 22 of their next 29 on the road.
Okay. So they're going to have five. Because they've got a 3-game series against St. Louis coming up.
Yeah, and then after that is Seattle comes in.
Okay. Then everything else after that is.
That'll work Monday.
Is everything after that is on the road?
Yep.
All right. That's fine. They clearly have proven that they can play on the road.
Seems like.
So until they, although I will say this, the Rockies, there have been seasons in the past when the Rockies have started off pretty strong. I mean, never this strong. But then they go up against some American League team and just run into a buzzsaw. Now, I have not paid any attention to the Seattle Mariners, so I couldn't tell you if they're any good right now or not.
They've got a good guy by the name of Felix. His name is Felix. Okay. King Felix. Felix Hernandez.
Okay.
He's Zenzatella's idol. That's why they
the little prince.
They call him, yes, El Principo.
I thought it was Principito.
It's Principo.
Okay. Principito. Principito.
Ay, 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 ay.
So I mean they did well against Minnesota, who is not a bad hitting team. And it is an American League team. In fact, the Rockies, for the longest time, the Rockies did really well against the American League. And then they've gone through a streak where they have struggled against American League teams. They've only played one American League series this season, and that was Minnesota, and they took them 2-1. It would be nice for them to go up to bring in Seattle and knock them around a bit in our home park.
I think they can, because
they're in last place in the AL West.
Yeah, so. And they'll of course be worried about, you know, pitching here because of all the 8% nonsense that we've talked about before. Because they always are. Makes me laugh.
I'm sure some are. I'm sure some are. I'm sure there are pitchers out there who don't care.
Not very many. Not very many.
It's a mental thing.
He totally is.
Like, and I think there are a lot of strong pitchers out there who are like, screw it.
I was looking at potential trades that the Rockies could make. And first of all, I am against, I just want to say this up front, I am against the Rockies making a trade. I feel like sometimes general managers, and particularly in this day of age where you instant gratification, feel like they have to make trades, not make trades when their team is rolling. That said, there's three targets that I believe it was Purple Rose said might be good targets for the Rockies to go through. And what they targeted were pitchers who had at least 3 years left on their contracts. So they would come in and be like a starter, be an ace here, but then would also be would be under contract for 3 years. So it's not like they would just be a rent-a-player.
Okay.
Okay. The three are Marcus Stroman from Toronto.
Never heard of him.
Well, he's very young, but he's interesting. You got Jose Quintana, I believe his name is, from Chicago White Sox.
Never heard of him.
And Chris Archer from Tampa Bay.
Never heard of him.
Okay, well, Chris Archer would, but see, here's my problem. Chris Archer would be the best one. Like, he is a guy who can throw a 97-mile-an-hour half by 90, he's 26, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, would be that type of guy that is sort of a similar pitcher, they say, to John Gray. But here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Most pitchers overthink pitching at Coors Field. And they got a lot, and they see all these other big name pitchers who've came here and watched their career go away. And there's numerous. So you need to make sure that if you're going to make a trade, you trade for a guy who has the mental makeup to be able to pitch here. The reason why the Rockies like to home grow their pitchers is because they can get them for 2 or 3 years, get them used to making them understand that if they're going to make it to the big leagues with the Rockies, they're going to have to not worry about stats. You're going to have to worry about making pitches, pitching over, not nibbling, not walking, you know, not getting too upset if a ball goes into the gap because it's such a big field. So that is what they've been worried about. But when you have guys who are from Tampa Bay or other places where they're in these cavernous ballparks.
Cavernous?
Did you mean
Cape Canaveral parks?
I meant carnivorous.
Carnivorous parks. They eat pitchers for breakfast.
They do. Batters for breakfast.
So you're basically saying someone's saying we should trade
prospects
for more pitching.
Yes. I'm not so sure we need more pitching.
You have 4 or 5 young pitchers right now on the
staff.
Four
rookies. You got Anderson.
Who's in his second year.
You got Tyler Chatwood.
Who's not in his second year.
You've got
been around a bit.
John Gray.
Who's relatively still young.
And
you've got a young pitching staff. And you've got And they all are pitching well. And I'm going to assume that they have other pitchers down in the minors that they feel confident about. The problem is, and I heard the discussion about this earlier today on MLB Sports, talking about the Rockies, mentioning the fact that they sent Trevor Hoffman back down, which I was...
Jeff Hoffman.
What did I say? Trevor Hoffman, didn't I?
Yep.
They sent Jeff Hoffman back down to Albuquerque, and it disappointed me because he was dominant. And they've
Dominant.
And they and someone has said, the Rockies are in a position right now where they what are you doing, Ian Desmond and Dahl, and everyone is fully healthy, and now you've got to worry about that. And they're like, you worry about that when you worry about it, because in the meantime, there will be other injuries. They've got a guy down in Albuquerque who's hitting 400.
Yeah.
Reyna Tapia.
Yeah, they actually just sent him down.
Yeah, and it's like
they sent him down when they brought up Hoffman.
Right.
And then when they brought up Story, then they put down, but he plays outfield. There's just not a spot for him. Right
but
now.
That's what the guy was saying is you want to be a team in a position where you're sending players down to your AAA level who can play on the major league level, because that means you're in a position. If someone on your major league roster goes down, you've got major league players ready in AAA to come up and take over. It's depth that the Rockies have never really had before, not just in pitching, but also in hitting. Although the Rockies farm
is good now. It's good.
It's been good. And not just
And you know who you got to thank for that
pitchers,
is Dan O'Dowd.
Yeah. O'Dowd understood that you had to build with the farm system. And he started that a long time ago. But building a good quality farm system takes years. And, you know, we're a football town. Football people do not have the patience necessarily that baseball people have to have.
Not football people.
No. You can change a football team in one offseason. In baseball, unless you spend a ton of money, you got to build from the farm system, and that takes years. Sometimes 5, 6, 7, 8 years. And the records for the Rockies have shown it. But now, hopefully we're seeing the results of the fruits of their labors.
Yay, fruits of the laborers.
Labor fruits.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports. When I go to Andy, yeah.